If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Yeah, I guess. Let it snow. Hey, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. Glad you could join us. 312-981-7200. Call, text, anything you'd like throughout the show. Roger Bennett, good morning to both of you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Nothing like a little snow to get you going today.
A little was enough. Thank you very much. It was mostly slush.
It was.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, the first round was slushy, and then that second round
was
a whole different, like, blizzard that came about. But here's something to give thanks for. Astonishingly, despite the worst avian flu to hit poultry producers in decades and heavy rains that washed out Illinois pumpkin crops, we won't be seeing shortages of our Thanksgiving staples. So those are two big issues that might or might not affect your Thanksgiving dinner. So what is the real cost of Thanksgiving, you ask Roger Badish? What is the real cost to you as a family?
Because people go, Plyer,
yes.
I have a question.
Yes, Roger, what's your question?
What's
today?
The real cost to my family for Thanksgiving dinner?
You know, funny that you ask that, Roger, because there's a lot of people that go out and complain about the cost. But when you add everything up, you'd be quite surprised how much you are spending or the family or the friend that is hosting you is spending on your Thanksgiving dinner. So it's going to be a little higher this year. So when it comes to turkey, you're going to pay around 15% more this year, or $1.60 a pound compared to $1.36. Most birds that will be sold fresh were hatched after the avian flu outbreak passed, and wholesale prices have been rising. So while they're not scarce, fresh turkeys will be harder to come by the closer you get to Turkey Day. So if you haven't gotten your turkey or reserved your turkey, you better go get it and get that done. If you're looking for a frozen whole turkey, which makes up as much as 3/4 of the Thanksgiving market, you might be actually paying less despite the avian flu wiping out 8 million turkeys. So there's a little bit of a deficit there.
Yeah.
So they were already born, slaughtered, and frozen before the outbreak. So those were pre-flu, and then there's birds that are fresh that are post-flu. So somewhere in between there, you gotta figure out what you want to do. I'm kind of a fresh turkey guy. Like, go to a good butcher and get a fresh turkey instead of letting it sit there and defrost.
Really?
And
we've always done the frozen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Again, it depends on how many people we have every year. Sometimes we buy a bigger bird, sometimes less. So I think it's a little easier to be able to kind of sift through them there.
Now, the other issue was eggs this year, you know, because of the avian flu. So things didn't look so good when it came to eggs, an essential ingredient in so many sides and desserts. So the average price of a dozen eggs climbed to $2.94, which is pretty high.
Yeah.
And then there was the pumpkins. We talked about this a few weeks ago, that record rains early in the growing season slashed the pumpkin yields by about 50% in Illinois. And that's where, I didn't even know this, that's where a lot of the pie guts goo that you get in your pumpkin pie come from Illinois. Like Libby's, that's where
it's
they get
the
most
of their producers. Yeah.
One of the top producers. So a 29-ounce can of Libby's retails for about $3. But they said that there might be a little bit of a shortage on that, too. So it's something you want to go over and get. Retail prices are up for russet potatoes, 24%. Butternut squashes up 17%. Sweet potatoes up 10%. Cranberries are the only one that's down, 14%. So get your cranberry. Get crazy on the cranberries.
I
love cranberries. Yeah, okay. I don't like the coming out of the canned cranberries. I like
the
some
jellied.
Fresh.
Yeah.
What do you do on Thanksgiving? What's your tradition? There's got to be a holiday tradition you do.
We do very straightforward. Now, this year we're not doing it, and our daughter's not doing it. One of my daughter's friends has offered to have Thanksgiving dinner.
Nice.
The problem is I'm going to be working here. I'm filling in on the holiday.
What time?
I'm doing overnights. I'm filling in for Esmeralda Wednesday into Thursday and Thursday into Friday. So I'll probably be sleeping earlier. Plus, my wife still has a chemo treatment on Wednesday.
Oh.
So she's not going to be able to make the dinner.
Yeah.
So it looks like it'll be our son, our daughter, her two kids, her friend, and her husband, and her two children.
Well, I think when you have situations like that, it's that's what family's all about.
Yeah.
You got to pitch in on that stuff.
And then, of course, they'll bring stuff back. So
lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely. Now, I wonder what the price is for popcorn, jelly beans, and toast with butter.
Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
I'm hearing this music, and I'm just wondering, you know, it is a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. And we have those definite staples of the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
I watched it today, actually, with the kids. I did. It was perfect timing. It's very funny. Very funny. How about you, Bennett? What's your Thanksgiving tradition?
So my mom and dad are very good at entertaining. Just my mom feeds off of the vibes of everybody in the house.
Good
thing
to learn and pick up, by the way.
Oh, I have taken many
copious
notes.
Yeah, yes. Very, very good.
So she loves, she just sent out the email yesterday of to everybody who was invited, the whole guest list, everybody, the backgrounds of people. So, you know, people kind of have a little bit of content being like, oh, you're so-and-so. You're friends with who and who. So, you know, there's
that's nice.
A natural conversation starter there. So taking notes. But it was actually a recent start now that we kind of have a whole group of friends that come. And with a guest list of 24, 28 was last year, we have a talent show. And so everybody has to do a talent. And this is a very strange, eclectic group of people. Like, we have an opera singer, a concert pianist, but of course you can't do those talents because it's too easy.
Mm-hmm.
So the concert pianist did imitations of some whoever was relevant.
I see. So you got to kind of break out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Exactly. Okay. So there's maybe some singing around, someone who can't sing or whatever, but either way, get a little creative and
that's fun.
Yeah,
that's fun. That is a lot of fun. I'm going to say we do a little turkey trot. There's a lot of neighborhood turkey trots. So I don't run the entire 5K because the last time I did that, I wasn't quite trained for that. Like I didn't prep myself enough.
Shins once.
So, I almost threw up about three quarters of the way through just because I was trying to keep up with everybody else and I just didn't. But it's fun because you see all the neighbors and stuff. It is just that time of year and you see people walking in front of our house getting ready for the event and it's a lot of fun. So we do that, and then we drive downstate. My cousin hosts Thanksgiving, and they have, in Monticello, Illinois, they have enough property for so little money. They have like a lake on their property. They have enough land where they paint a full-size regulation football field.
Oh, yeah.
And so when we get down there, we play football for about 2 hours.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
Which is a blast. And the older guys, they do the refereeing and all that good stuff. They're refs for the game. But it's everybody from age, now I would say age 9 to 70.
Wow.
Play. And it's flag football, so no one's getting killed. But then, and they have a little bonfire going. There's three turkeys. There's a deep fried. I have a cousin who's a chef. So he makes two in the oven, in two different ovens, and makes them a little bit differently. But everyone brings in their, we do a sweet potato thing every year, and every year we change it up.
Yeah.
And then we watch a holiday movie at night. So about 8 or 9 o'clock when we're all tryptophaned out.
Yep.
I think that's a good opportunity to do something like this.
Of the amount.
And then you and I, Bennett, will, Roger, you're filling in. Bennett and I are filling in on the download on Friday. And there's a Blackhawks game at 4:30 in the afternoon, so we're on after the Blackhawks game at 7:30, or maybe it's 4 or 5 o'clock.
I start at 10, so with the traffic.
Yeah, oh, I gotcha.
Oh, wait, you say you're filling in on when, Friday?
Friday.
Yeah, well, I come in on Friday
around
at my regular shift.
For my last hour?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, doing traffic, yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. We'll hang out, for God's sake. Absolutely. So, let me see. Drivers will pay the cheapest Thanksgiving gas prices since 2008. The national average price of gasoline was $2.21 per gallon just a week ago, which is about 72% per gallon less than a year ago. That's a big deal. It's almost a buck less to drive around.
Wow.
I got to find that gas station.
Yeah.
Because mine is, I think they're going full blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the total price for a Thanksgiving dinner per person. It's $52.
$52.
Last year was $49. So it has gone up a few bucks.
That's not too bad still.
But when you think about 30 people, you're talking about 30 people. We do 30 people.
When you think about it, it'd be the amount of food that's on a kitchen counter or a buffet style, because that's the most practical way of feeding 30 people. Like, that's, you're getting at least 10 different options right
there.
True. So, you know, that I'd say that checks out.
Okay, but here's one thing. And I have a family member who I know is sleeping, so I can talk about him. Every Thanksgiving, every family, especially the holiday events, they bring, like, Tupperware to the other person's house so they could take their leftovers home.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking, what the hell is that all about?
That's not okay.
You know, if I'm going to host.
How do you do that?
If I'm going to host. I don't mind. By the way, I'm half Polish, and we make more than enough food. I'd like to be the person that packages it up and gives people a little bit.
Right.
Because that's what we do as a family. We always have made more so people could take over leftovers. But I just think it's a little, I'm just going to say the word, obnoxious to bring, like, multiple Tupperware containers to fill.
Before you even have dinner.
I have a family of five.
Like, I'll
freeze some things. I'll throw some in the fridge. Right. And I'll give a little bit to everybody. But I'm not going to fill your Tupperware.
Well, no. Deal with the aluminum foil. Yeah. Deal with the wax paper.
Uh-huh.
And just put it in the Tupperware when you get it home.
Yeah, well, just don't bring it to somebody's house.
Oh, my goodness.
Just don't bring
it
to somebody's house.
When you started saying that, I thought maybe they were bringing stuff.
No, and we all do that, by the way. Everyone does bring something. Someone's in charge of dessert. Everyone's got a side dish. Mm-hmm. The host is in charge of really the drinks and the turkey. Mm-hmm. And possibly the stuffing. If the stuffing is in the turkey, that's about it. But,
and coordinating everything.
Yeah, and pulling it all together. And we do that around the Christmas holiday, too. It's the same thing. You bring everything.